The background is that from the time Douglas entered the cabinet in 1964 as president of the Board of Trade, he started to keep a diary, which continued after he left government in 1967 and thereafter until 1972. They aren't diaries in the conventionally understood sense of writing daily, let alone engagement diaries, but rather weekly, maximum monthly, usually weekly, but maybe two weekly, records of the salient government or political issues in which he was involved. So in that sense, they could perhaps more appropriately be called contemporaneous reflections. So there's a good deal of the white heat of the cut and thrust of the policy and political events, including who said what to whom when, which is all very interesting, both within his time in government and after.